Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed bag for grain futures. Led lower by wheat today. Chicago March wheat down 9.5 cents, 468.5. July 16 Chicago wheat down 8.75 to 480.25. Both of those a half to a penny off of their low. Some surprising talk of the lower move for 2 days in a row now after the big cut on winter wheat acres. So that kind of has the market surprised. Of course, long-term prospects here at the hedge fund so short, they're short roughly 420 million bushels, and it looks like they're continuing to add to that short position. If you look at a brief study of a chart, it looks like we're still in the downtrend, have not reached those levels we set back at the first of the month, or first of January, but we're not too far away, just about 10 cents away from those lows. If it goes and retouches those lows and makes new lows, given the all the moisture we've had through the up to this point in the winter wheat growing season, there could be some continued lower prices. Beans, on the other hand, they were down a little bit on January, but up in the March. March beans closed up 3 cents at $8.83. And then the corn futures here finished the day down about a half cent, with March at 357.75.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This morning's export report was neutral for wheat. The number came in at 290,600. The expectations were 150 to 350, so in the middle of the range. Corn was a little bit positive at 669,000. They're looking for 400 to 650, so it's a little bit above the range, considered bullish. And then beans were in the range, but pretty high at 1.127 million metric tons. Expectations were 900 to 1.3. And so overall, that report was a little bullish corn and neutral for wheat and soybeans. Tomorrow morning, we've got the NOPA crush report. It's expected to be 157.8 million bushels of bean used in December. Last December, it was 165, so quite a bit lower than last year. That's the thought that could possibly drive down bean futures. But there may be a surprise. That number is tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. And then Monday, the grain markets are pretty much all markets are closed due to the MLA or MLK Junior holiday. Markets will reopen Monday night, so you get a 3-day trading weekend. And then on cattle futures, we finished the day down pretty hard. We had a little cash trade up in Kansas and Nebraska at 134, so that was a little bit lower for the week.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, at February live cattle down 155 at 130.55. April down 152 at 131.50. March feeder cattle 242 lower at 154.77. April down 192 at 155.35. February lean hogs 72 higher at 62.35. April up 62 at 67.77. March Kansas City wheat down 7.5 at 468.5, with May down 7.75. quarters at 4.78¾. March Chicago wheat down 9¼ at 4.68¾. March corn unchanged at 3.58. May down a quarter at 3.62¾. March soybeans 2¼ higher at 8.82¼. May up 1¼ at 8.83. March cotton down 24 at 61.90. May down 33 at 62.27. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.